Right, let's go to Kagiso, where residents have vowed to clamp down on illegal mining. They say it's a source of rampant crime on the West Rand. Dozens of suspected undocumented illegal miners have been arrested in the past few days following the gang rapes at a mine dump in Krugersdorp last week. The visuals coming out of Kagiso show residents pretty much dismantling some of these structures left behind by the illegal miners. Reports there that one person has been killed as well. Buchle Mbele, EWN reporter, joining us now. Buchle, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Paint the picture there and describe to me what's happening.
Good afternoon, Mandy. I am outside one of the houses in Extension 8, Kagiso, Julius Nyerere, where the community here is, as you indicated earlier, they are hunting down the illegal miners. So there's a house here just on Julius Nyerere, where it is believed where some of these illegal miners store their equipment as well as do the operation where they burn some of the minerals. Speaking earlier, I spoke to one of the community leaders, that is Zongezile Nolomba, who explained to me that they found the equipment there and they spoke to the house owner, who indicated that she did not know that they were operating illegally. However, these suspects or illegal miners have fled this house. They are nowhere to be found. The community leaders have called on the police now to come and assist before the community takes the matter into their own hands, because they are very angry. They keep on trying to get into the yard, but the community leaders here are gathered to assist and just control the situation before it intensifies.
Mm. Buchle, we're just having a bit of wind disturbance there. If you can maybe just move around slightly. So the police are waiting to arrive there. That's what the community is saying. Well, what have you seen in terms of police deployment there?
I hope I'm now clear, Mandy.
Yeah, that's perfect. Go ahead.
All right. So now, as you drive into Kagiso, what you will see is roads are blocked, but there is police presence as they're trying to clear the roads, especially the major routes into the township. There is police. However, most of the roads here are blocked as the protests continue to spread around and across the township. Just as you drive in, you will come across different groups of people just blocking the roads and standing just nearby the blockages as you drive into the township. But what I can tell you is the protest is all over the township in different sections. As I've indicated, I'm in Extension 8. There's other extensions where the protest is currently underway. Roads are blocked. There is police presence. However, the police are quite distant from the protesters.
And we have got this report now that one person has been killed. You may not have seen it yet, but on Twitter, we've seen a report that, in fact, angry residents of Kagiso have stoned a suspected Zamazama to death. Do we have any official communication from the police on this?
At the moment, Lindy, we do not have an official confirmation on that incident yet. We are yet to find that confirmation. I'm yet to also drive around and just find some information as well while we are.
Okay, I think we've just lost Buchle there. You would have heard in the EWN report as well, the police spokesperson saying that one person has been killed. So we'll try and get more details on that as well. But things certainly heating up in Kagiso at the moment, various parts of Kagiso. We're seeing violent protests there. We're seeing the community turning against the illegal miners. They are dismantling some of the structures left behind. They're pretty much either pulling down or burning whatever's been left behind by the Zamazamas. And we are seeing reports that they are going after the Zamazamas. They are hunting them down is the word that one reporter does use to describe it. So that situation happening in Kagiso at the moment. At the same time, more than 85 illegal miners and suspects of that gang rape of 8 young women in West Village in Krugersdorp are due to appear in the Krugersdorp Magistrates Court today. Some of the suspects are women because, of course, they have not been charged with rape. They have been charged with being in the country illegally. So they're charged with the contravention of the Immigration Act and various other charges as well. We saw protests there yesterday. Our reporter telling us that we haven't had that court appearance yet. We will bring you that update when it happens.